It is Flag Day. And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Matholkar.
And with us is Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President for Communications at Walnut Center.
And who did not know it was Flag Day.
See, there it is.
That's awesome.
June 14th.
That's great. I love Flag Day, now that I know it's here.
Yes.
Well, I also love all things Artisphere, and we're almost done with Artisphere. We've got, I don't know, maybe a week and a half left of programming, all related to the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. But before we dive into all that wonderful classical music, I did want to give an AMP update. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we will go on sale with the Taste of Country Festival featuring Miranda Lambert. And Miranda Lambert is, strangely, one of those country artists I have heard of.
Yes.
she's a two-time Country Music Artist of the Year award winner, hugely popular. Big time.
This is a heavyweight.
This is big. This is really exciting, actually. And this will be in August, and it will be a festival format.
So multiple stages?
Multiple stages, multiple bands. One of the stage that Miranda performs on will be the big stage out in the field. It will be uncovered. But then we'll also have bands, including some local bands, at the AMP stage. So it's going to be an entire evening of music. I think it's going to be really exciting. And we're hoping that it becomes an annual event. And we get to do it, you know, more than once with lots of big-name country stars.
And so. It's called the Taste of Country, so that would indicate that this is a country-specific festival.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. So there'll be lots of different genres or lots of different types of country music mm-hmm. that
right.
you'll hear in there. And I know there'll be some vendors and there'll be some food and it'll be sort of an open atmosphere, you know, bring a blanket, bring your lawn chairs, hang out on the lawn and listen to some music. So
Okay. That'll
be really fun. That goes on sale tomorrow, 9 a.m. We are figuring that that's going to be a pretty big mm-hmm. on sale. So if for any reason you have issues with getting through on the phones or the website, just be patient. We will, you know, we'll mm-hmm. get to you hopefully as soon as we can. Also at the AMP on the 17th, which is Sunday, actually, we will have Colby Calais and Gavin DeGraw with very special guest Andy Grammer. On the 19th, we will have Daughtry, who was the American Idol guy from a few years back. So those are our upcoming AMP stuff that's going on. And we will have more AMP shows announced, you know, over the summer. There's going to be a few
really?
More added to the season.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we've been doing a lot of country music. We're looking forward to doing some rock and some other stuff. So it'll be great.
That will be exciting.
Yes, it will. Okay, so let's dial back and change tunes a little bit and head into the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. This is the second year of the AFO, and I know we've had some great conversations with Jason about classical music and all of that, and the musicians are here now.
They have arrived.
They have arrived. I have seen them running around outside and you know, people coming into the back room carrying everything from their violin to their giant bass, and so they're in rehearsals all this week, but tonight actually is our first Artisphere chamber music concert. It's an evening of harp and friends, and it's at Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista. It's going to be stunning. Mm-hmm. I believe, I think it's at 7 p.m., and if I'm not mistaken, it's either sold out or very close to sold out. So that is tonight at 7 o'clock. And then our next concert will be Saturday the 16th at 7 o'clock. This one is at St. Paul's. And this one is called Great Quintets. It's another chamber music concert featuring Roberto Diaz on the viola. And Roberto Diaz, as I think we've talked about, is the current president of Curtis Institute of Music, which is one of the biggest and most, you know, prestigious training centers for young musicians. Mm-hmm. And so he will be playing actually with some of these young musicians, which is really great. Looks like we have Mozart and Beethoven on that program. And then on Sunday, we will go out to the Berry Performing Arts Center on the John Brown campus in Siloam.
This is the big, this is everybody.
This will be the full.
This is the orchestra.
Yeah, this will be the first time that the orchestra performs in that large group. It's probably about 80 musicians. They're going to be doing two pieces by Edward Elgar, including his Enigma Variations, and they'll also be doing a viola concerto from William Walton. This is the first time we've presented out at the Berry Center in Siloam Springs, which is really neat.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that those tickets, which are free, have all been sold at this
spoken
point.
For.
They've all been reserved, yeah.
Okay.
We're hoping that if, you know, if people do come to the door, you know, we're going to try to, right about 10 minutes prior to start time. If you haven't claimed your free ticket, we're probably going to try to give those tickets away to somebody who's standing there. So if you've reserved a ticket and you're not there by 15, 10 minutes before, you might lose your seat.
Uh-oh.
So it's important to get there. Important to get there early.
I do not want to be the person in charge
of
that whole system.
It's tough. But, you know, actually, and this is probably way more information than you guys need to know, but generally when you give free tickets away, a certain percentage of the people who receive free tickets won't use them. So
I can believe that.
Yeah.
You know, we cross our fingers that we can get everybody who is there in physically there into the concert. So
that's Sunday night, Monday night.
Monday night.
Same concert program.
Correct.
But now at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
Absolutely. Same. Exactly the same. It's a 10x10 show, so we'll have the pre-show creative conversation at 6 p.m. We'll have the show, and then we will have the post-show party out in the lobby afterwards with the little sticky notes on the program so you can share your feedback. So then on Tuesday, the 19th, we will go out to Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs and do the harp concert. This is, again, an evening of harp out there in that beautiful, beautiful setting. I think I'm going to that one. I can't wait to see that one. Then Wednesday, we'll actually have two Artisphere Chamber Music concerts on Wednesday. We'll have at 7 p.m. at the Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista, we will have it's called Inspired Selections, works inspired by architecture and nature with members of the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. And then we will also, at St. Paul's here in Fayetteville, be doing an evening of art song with a vocalist named Julian Arsenault and Michael Eliason, who is another sort of, what is it? I don't know if legend is the right word, but he's a very high up in the sort of music school world, and so he'll be playing piano and being a part of that. That's on the 20th. That's a Wednesday, 7 o'clock, St. Paul's. I believe there are tickets for all of those. And then we will also do an evening of art song, that same concert from Wednesday. We will do that again at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs on the 21st. And then Friday, we will have the Artisphere Festival finale. So that will be the final concert with the Festival Orchestra, another big concert at Walton Arts Center with the Brahms Symphony No. 1. And we will also be doing a creative conversation prior to that. And we're going to continue partying into the night after the music is over. We're going to have Three Penny Acre out on the plaza after the concert.
Oh, nice.
And we'll be doing, you know, photos and sort of having a little retrospective of looking back at Artisphere and celebrating all of that. And the musicians will be there, and you know, the stick works out on the plaza will be lit up, and hopefully we'll have a real, real fun and pleasant evening and say goodbye to Artisphere for 2012.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be great.
It is.
It's going to be it's going to be really fun. And if you're down on Dixon Street, you're probably going to see the musicians running around. Odds are they're young and they might be wearing an Artisphere T-shirt and they'll have a instrument slung over their back.
Can people just randomly join the crowd? If I'm on Dixon, can I just
walk
in?
Tonight, actually, if you're going to be in the bars on Dixon Street, you may hear a concert or two. There's actually
some of these pop up.
Yeah, tonight is the pub crawl. Tonight is the Artisphere pub crawl. So the musicians will be going around to different bars and playing for you, which is pretty fantastic.
That is exciting.
Yeah. Artisphere Festival.org.
Artisphere Festival.org, WaltonArtsCenter.org for tickets, or 443-5600, or come on down and stop by the box office and pick up some tickets. The parking all around us is free until 2 p.m.
Miranda Labbert and all that, tickets tomorrow morning at 9.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Jody. Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.